Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, beginning of the fourth parak, Echad Dinim Amonos. The Zichu Maseches Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the fourth parak begins Echad Dinim Amonos veEchad Dinim Nefashos beDrisha beChakira. Both monetary and capital cases are subject to the law of investigation and examination. As the pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelechem, there shall be one law for you. This refers to the two types of questions posed to the Edim. For example, the seven primary questions about the time and place of the event, and secondary questions about details. The Mishnah proceeds to list 10 differences between Dinin Amonos and Dinin Nefashos, which most relate to seeking acquittal in Dinin Nefashos. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah's first ruling from the fact that a shtar mu'uchar, a postdated document, is valid, and we even assume a shtar is postdated if its date is contradicted by witnesses, even in unlikely cases. Since the purpose of Drisha v'Chakira is to establish the testimony's details to enable contradiction by other Edim, how can we resolve a contradiction by suggesting its date is inaccurate? Rabbi Chanina answers that the Mishnah refers to the biblical law that even Dinim Amonos required Drisha v'Chakira, but this was rabbinically waived, Kedei Shehotino Delos Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door before potential borrowers. Point number two, Rav Papa answers that the Mishnah, which requires Drisha v'Chakira, even for Dinim Amonos, refers to Din Merumah, an apparently fraudulent case where they suspect the claimant is lying and therefore carefully questions the witnesses. Reish Lakish asks that one pasuk says, Betzedek tishpot amisecha, with righteousness you shall judge your fellow, and another says, Tzedek tzedek tirdof, justice, justice you shall pursue, implying taking special care to judge correctly. He explained that the second pasuk refers to a din merumah, requiring the judges to be especially thorough when deliberating a suspicious case. Rav Ashi explains that the double tzedek teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshara, compromise. This is illustrated by a brice about two ships or camels, which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. Our brice says this pasuk teaches, holach acher beis in Yafa, go after the best court for judgment, for example, after Rabbi Eliezer Talod, or after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to Baruch Hayul. Another brice darshans, holach acher chachamim yeshiva, go after the sages to the yeshiva, where they're based in functions. 12 examples are given. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that although dinim amonos are open, ben l'schus ben l'chova, either for exemption or for liability, dinim nefashos are open l'schus, for acquittal. The Gemara asks that we say to open for acquittal, and Rav Yehuda says we tell the Edim, mi yemer kedekamrisu, who is to say the event transpired as you say it did? Ula protested that if we openly question the reliability, v'hachas min lehu, we're muzzling the Edim who will try to immediately retract their testimony. Instead, Ula says we ask the defendant if he has Edim to be mazing these witnesses. Rabbah asks Ula that we cannot open in the defendant's favor with a method which is to the witness's detriment. Rather, Rabbah says we ask the defendant, Yeshelcha Edim Ahachishon, do you have Edim to contradict the first pair, which doesn't harm them? Rav Kahana says we tell the witnesses, Midivrechem Nistaka Ploni, from your words, Ploni is likely to be exonerated. Abai and Rabbah say we tell the defendant, Iwal Katalt Lo Titcho, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. Rav Ashi says we announce, Kol Mishideo Eschus, anyone who knows something for his acquittal should come forward and present it for him. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The fourth parak begins, Echad Dinim Mamonos veEchad Dinim Nefashos beDrisha beChakira. Both monetary and capital cases are subject to the law of investigation and examination. As the pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelechem, there shall be one law for you. This refers to the two types of questions posed to the Edim. For example, the seven primary questions about the time and place of the event, and secondary questions about details. The Mishnah proceeds to list 10 differences between Dinim Mamonos and Dinim Nefashos, which most relate to seeking acquittal in Dinim Nefashos. The Gemara challenges the Mishnah's first ruling from the fact that a shtar mu'uchar, a postdated document, is valid, and we even assume a shtar is postdated if its date is contradicted by witnesses, even in unlikely cases. Since the purpose of Drisha v'Chakir is to establish the testimony's details to enable contradiction by other Edim, how can we resolve a contradiction by suggesting its date is inaccurate? Rabbi Chanina answers that the Mishnah refers to the biblical law that even Dinim Amonos required Drisha v'Chakira, but this was rabbinically waived, Kedei Shehotino Delos Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door before potential borrowers. Point number two, Rav Papa answers that the Mishnah, which requires Drisha v'Chakira, even for Dina Mamonos, refers to Din Maruma, an apparently fraudulent case where they suspect the claimant is lying and therefore carefully questions the witnesses. Reish Lakish asks that one pasuk says, "But tzedek tishpot amisecha, with righteousness you shall judge your fellow," and another says, "Tzedek tzedek tirdov, justice justice you shall pursue," implying taking special care to judge correctly. He explained that the second pasuk refers to a din maruma, requiring the judges to be especially thorough when deliberating a suspicious case. Rav Ashi explains that the double tzedek teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshara, compromise. This is illustrated by a brice about two ships or camels, which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. Our brice says this pasuk teaches, holach acher beis din yafa, go after the best court for judgment, for example, after Rabbi Eliezer Talod, or after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to Baruch Hayul. Another brice darshans, holach acher chachamim yeshiva, go after the sages to the yeshiva, where they're based in functions. 12 examples are given. And point number 3, the Mishnah taught that although dinim amonos are open, ben l'schus ben l'chova, either for exemption or for liability, dinim nafashos are open l'schus, for acquittal. The Gemara asks that we say to open for acquittal, and Rav Yudah says we tell the Eidim, mi yemer kedekam risu, who is to say the event transpired as you say it did? Ula protested that if we openly question the reliability, v'ha chasmin lehu, we're muzzling the Eidim who will try to immediately retract their testimony. Instead, Ula says we ask the defendant if he has Eidim to be mazing these witnesses. Rabbah asks Ula that we cannot open in the defendant's favor with a method which is to the witness's detriment. Rather, Rabbah says we ask the defendant, Yeshelcha Eidim Achishan, do you have Eidim to contradict the first pair, which doesn't harm them? Rav Kahana says we tell the witnesses, Midivrechem Nistaka Ploni, from your words, Ploni is likely to be exonerated. Abai and Rabbah say we tell the defendant, Iwal Katalt Lo Titcha, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. Rav Ashi says we announce, Kol Mishideo Eschus, anyone who knows something for his acquittal should come forward and present it for him. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Siman is a lab. A lab, so here goes. The scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the Basin of Three, Shulotino Delos Bifnei Lovin, installed the new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting with Schus reminder for Dina Nefashin's cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, do not be afraid. Once again, slow motion. The scientist in the lab, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the Basin of Three, Shulotino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, which reminds us, Drisha v'Chakira were rabbinically waived for monetary cases, Shulotino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door before borrowers. So, the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the Basin of Three, Shulotino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that the double Lashon of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshara, compromise. This is illustrated by a brice about two ships or camels which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. So the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the Basin of Three, Shulotino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting L'schus reminder for Din Nefashos cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, do not be afraid. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although Dinim Amonos are opened, Ben L'schus, Ben L'chova, either for exemption or for liability, Din Nefashos are open L'schus, for acquittal. The Gemara asks what we say to open for acquittal. Many answers are given. Abai and Rava say we tell the defendant, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. So once again, the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the Basin of Three, Shulotino Delos Mivnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting with Schus reminder for Din Nefashos cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, do not be afraid. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf chav ches. So the siman daf chav ches relates to koach, strength, and we use a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on daf chav ches, koach. The strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether relatives disqualify each other from Eidus, such as Sheni B'Sheni cousins, Sheni B'Shlishi, or Shlishi B'Rishon. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified aiding was training two Shani Bashani cousins, together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Maushi Yayid Adam Be'eshes Chorgo, what is the halacha regarding testifying for one's stepson's wife about her property? In Surah, they said, Balki Ishto, a husband, is like his wife. Therefore, any woman relative about whom he cannot testify, meaning a stepdaughter, he also cannot testify about her husband. In Pumbedisa, they said, Isha Kabbalah, a woman is like her husband, so one may not testify about the wife of any man relative for whom he cannot testify, for example, a stepson. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified aiding was training two Shani Bashani cousins together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife. When a newly engaged bachur walked in and asked to join since he wasn't permitted to testify about his arusa, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, Made Adam Ishto Arusa, a person may testify about his arusa wife because he's not yet related to her. Ravina said this only applies to testifying to take away money from her, but to bring money to her, he's not believed since he knows the money will come to him after Nisuin. However, the Gemara says this is not so, and he's not believed either way regarding his arusa. Daf Chav Tes. So the Simmer Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The three judges sitting on a cot. Cot? That must have been one of Daf Chav Tes. The three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kate said, Bodkinas the Edim. How do they examine the Edim? They bring them into a room, Umayim Alehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including false Edim are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai said, Harbei Tanis Hayel Anachash Liton Votan. There are many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin in choosing between the words of the Master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Rav Shomin, surely, the Master's words. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot riding a shtar when a loba admitted his debt in front of them. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin which has the power to collect debts. Other opinions are broad. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds the only right Zakai to avoid violating Lo Seilech Rachil, to not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be Mexica Shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each judge's opinion. Belazer takes both concerns into account, so they write through their words, Pony was not found liable. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Edim who didn't witness alone together. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Olam ein edus mitzterefes ad shiyu shnayim ke'echad. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha argues, afil b'zeh ochrezeh, even if they witness separate events one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains the Machlokas based on logic that the Tanakhama holds the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha holds they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Edim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other, which reminds us, the Braisa continues, Vein edusin miskayemes bebeisin ad sheyaidu shnein ke'echod. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues that we listen to the words of this aid today, and then when the other aid comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. One explanation of the Melchokas is that both Tanaim hold, like the Rabbanim before, that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if makshim hagadol ra'iya, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together, just as they must witness the event together. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins, and one saying white, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that if aidim contradict each other during questioning, the testimony is still valid for dinim amonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the witnesses disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail, but if the contradiction was about a central detail, meaning whether he lent a black mana, meaning old coins, or white mana, new coins, their edus is incompatible. The Nardians say, Afil echod omer mana shachor, ve echod omer mana lavan. Even one says the loan was a black mana, and one says it was a white mana, mitstarfim. They can be combined. So the judge who accepted the edus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins, and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol zman shemei b'raya, so serves a din. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beis Din gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence which he has, and he brings it in after 30 days, the Tanna Kamma holds the proof is not accepted. Rav Mishnah Gamliel says, what should this person do? We couldn't find the evidence during the 30 days, and he found it after the 30 days. Rather, the proof is accepted. So the judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vad for judgment, he forced them to stay local and be judged there, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan said, Atokev is a chavero bedin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Neilach l'makom avad, let us go to the place of assembly, al talmid chachamim, to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed, be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there. Rabbi Elazar asks, Rebbe, if someone is owed a mana, should he spend a mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, kofin osov v'dam b'iro, we force the other party to litigate the case in his own city. Rav Safra ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss whether a mumer who eats nevela hachis is disqualified from giving edus? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good number two, which daf do we discuss the disqualification for giving edus of those who accept tztaka from goyim? That's on daf Chavav. Good number three, which daf do we learn that drisha v'chakira questions were rabbinically waived for monetary cases? Sholatino delas bifnei lovin. That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good number four, which daf do you learn about all the different relatives that are puzzled from giving edus? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good number five, which daf do you learn how din and nefashos cases are opened with schus? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good number six, which daf do you learn chokas of edim must see the event together? That's on daf Lamed. Good number seven. Which stuff do you learn different pshatim for the double lashon of tzedek tirdof? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good number eight. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is regarding bringing evidence after a deadline or after meeting one doesn't have any? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good number nine. Which stuff do you have a malko is how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions of the dayanim? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether one bal din can force the other to go to a different court? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. Akuzadeh Shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.